今天非常高兴我们能够在家庭主日的这个时刻我们相聚在一起。
We thank God that we can be here as a family.
在开始讲到之前，我想请大家做一个选择题。
Well, as we begin, we'd like to ask us to make a choice.
在你的荧幕上，在荧幕上看到就是有财富、工作、家庭、休闲时间和朋友的选项。
Now we see on the screen for us to choose between wealth, work, family, leisure, and friends.
对你来说，究竟哪一个是你首要或者是排行第一的选择？
May I ask what is your priority? What is most important to you?
来，我们做个选择好吗？财富的举手一下。
Those think that wealth is most important, please raise your hand. No one do ah, I try lah.
工作了有没有？
Work.
家庭的有没有
？Family，
哇 ，OK， 很好，先拍个照片留念一下，举手。休闲的时间
，Leisure，
啊有哈啊几位 ，OK 好，然后朋友呢
？And friends，
也有一些哈、哦，对 ，OK 好，谢谢。你知道吗？根据新加坡土地在那个2021年2月他刊的那一份这个研究的报告。
Now there's this article published by Today in 2021.
它显示出新加坡人他们首要或者是排行第一的选择呢是什么呢
？Well, the article shows that Singapore rank, in terms of importance, what we have chosen just now.
第一个就是家庭。
First and foremost, family.
我觉得这个研究是蛮正确的，因为看到喜莲堂很多人都是举手家庭。
Well, I think the research is quite accurate, looking judging from the number of hands that came up early on.
其次呢，就是朋友、财富跟休闲的时间。
Then followed by friends, wealth and leisure.
这份接受研究的对象和询问的人呢，在21岁到65岁之间呢，98%以上的人呢，都是认为家庭非常重要。
While the participants who range from 21 to 65 years old, about 90+% think that family is important.
虽然很多人都认为说家庭很重要。
Although many people think that the family is important,
但是我们也相信，同时看见或是说知道呢，要维持稳固一个良好的家庭关系呢，却是不容易的事情。
But we know it's not easy to maintain a harmonious family.
甚至可以说是一门的艺术。
Well, we can even think say that it's an art to do so.
因为呢，现今许多的家庭的这个家人关系呢。处于这个紧张，或者是针锋相对，或者是反过来说，彼此很冷漠，或者是无言以对的，都很普遍。
Because these days we see families, they may be in some form of animosity or indifference.
那些我们应该最爱的家人呢，往往是成为我们最时常与这抗争的人。
And people whom we should love the most, that we rub shoulders, become people that we rub shoulders the most and we fight against.
若是你翻开圣经来看，其实在圣经里面也有记录了一些家庭的这个问题。
Well, we see such family problems in the Bible as well.
好像我们看到的约拿单几乎被他的父亲扫罗来去这个谋杀。
Well, we saw that Jonathan was nearly murdered by the father, Solomon. Saul.
Saul. Okay. 大卫因他儿子的这个亚撒龙的这个悖逆呢而感到心碎。
And David's heart was broken by the son Absalom because of his rebellion.
而先知呢和西亚呢也经历了这个婚姻的这个困难。
And Hosea faced marital problems.
这说明了什么呢？就是从古至今呢。
All this tells us that really since days past till today,
要维持或是稳固一个良好的家庭关系是不容易的事情。
It is a challenge to upkeep a harmonious family relationship.
另外。讲到家庭关系，它所涵盖的层面也非常的广。
And when we talk about family relationship, there are also different aspects to it.
它可以包括说是夫妻的关系。
While there may be the relationship between husbands and wives.
可以是父母跟孩子。
Parents and children.
或者是婆婆跟媳妇。
Mother-in-law, daughter-in-law.
或者祖父母跟他的孙孩子的这个关系。
Grandparents and grandchildren.
还有其他等等。
And there are other.Type of relationship within the family.
所以呢，今天我的讲到的信息呢，主要是聚焦在父母跟孩子们之间的家庭关系的层面。
The focus today will be on the relationship between parents and children.
以及若是说要稳固良好的家庭关系，我们需要具备哪一些重要的条件或者基础？
Or to put it another way, to in order to have a good harmonious relationship within the family, what sort of things do we have to have on hand and in place?
有一本书叫做《华人的翻译》，我将它翻成《强大家庭的秘诀》。
Well, there's such a book entitled Secrets of Strong Families.
不晓得大家在座有谁看过这一本的书
？Anyone has read this book before?
它是由这个尼克斯丁埃特和约翰德弗莱恩两位教授呢，在1985年所撰写的书。
The book was written by Nick Steinert and also John Dufresne in year 1985.
他们集合了这个3000多个良好稳固家庭所做一个调查的问卷。
They make a survey of about 3,000 families.
访问的对象呢，都有来自比如说美国、南美、瑞士、德国等等。
The participants came from America, Southern America, Switzerland, and so on.
这些被访问的家庭呢，他们都认为说自己的婚姻非常的快乐，还有也满意亲子的关系。
The families who accepted the interview were all very pleased with their family relationships.
在调查的这个结果里面呢，显示出稳固的家庭的关系基本呢有6个这个共同的一个特质。
Well, from the survey, it shows that there are 6 characteristics that is common amongst the family who are experiencing harmonious relationships.
我会将其中的4个特质来结合箴言、圣经的这个经文，还有生活我们的实际的例子呢，作为今天传讲关于这个家庭关系的信息。
Well, I will point out 4 of the characteristics that they have raised, and I will combine it with verses from Proverbs and also our life experiences for today's preaching.
首先，我们来看第一个，就是对家庭的委身。
Firstly, will be the commitment to the family.
就是愿意承诺说将时间、精力和这个心灵投入给家庭，然后家庭的成员呢，致力于委身来促进彼此的福利和幸福的家庭关系。
Or that's willing to give up one's time and energy and love to the family so that everybody will play their part.
对我来看，就是在现今生活在城市化的父母亲来说呢，这是非常具挑战和这个考验的。
To me, for us, for city dwellers, it's really a challenge, to be really committed to the family.
因为常常因为忙着于这个工作、出国或者做其他的事情呢，没有办法去落实这个委身的这个承诺。
It might be due to work or traveling due to work, and we are unable to really upkeep our or uphold our commitments.
有时也是许多父母亲这个心里的痛。因为想说，我想要去做，却常常忘记，或者是说没有办法去做到。
And so this area become a heartache for many parents because they want to do more for the family, but they couldn't.
最难过的是呢，原本已经答应说家人要一起去做某些事情，但是可能因为有特别的情况发生，却没有去做到。
Well, parents might have agreed to do certain things with and for the family, but because of certain things that just pop up, they couldn't fulfill their commitment.
导致孩子们呢，以后可能就不再相信父母亲的任何的这个承诺，因为他认为说你只是说说而已。
And this might lead to a distrust between children and parents because they think that the parents are just simply giving empty promises.
好像我这样，我也常常要做一件事情，当我答应我的孩子要做的时候，我不能够说常常说啊，想答应了又不去做。
Well, just like I promised my kids to do certain things, I cannot not do them after having make the promises.
所以，我在想，究竟怎么样能够达到所谓的幸福的家庭的关系
？And so the question is, how are we going to achieve this happy and harmonious family relationship?
然后呢，让父母亲跟孩子之间呢，也能够彼此的委身在这个家庭里面。
And that both parents and children will both commit to the good of the family.
然后呢，有一本书叫做The Family 就是从基督教观点来去探讨当代家庭的一些的这个议题。
And there's this book called The Family that actually study from a Christian perspective how to build a good and harmonious family.
这对叫做巴斯威克夫妻呢，他们是来自美国加州福勒神学院的教授。
Well, Boswick and Boswick, they actually come from a Fuller Seminary in California.
他们呢就从这个圣经神学的角度呢提出的一些的想法。
So they actually try to study or really read, write their thoughts based on the Bible and theological understandings.
他们认为说，任何这个家庭的关系呢，合理的起点呢，都是属于一种盟约性的一个尾声。
And they think that all a family relationship begins from or with the covenant.
而它的核心呢，乃是这个无条件的爱。
And the heart of it all, or the center of it all, should be unconditional love.
这种的盟约关系呢，就好像上帝跟以色列人的这个关系。
And this covenantal relationship parallels that between God and Israel.
在当中这种的爱呢，是永不止息的。
And it's a form of undying, unceasing love.
而从这样一种的盟约的关系里面呢，它又带出来了一种的安全感呢，会延伸出那种的恩典出来。
And this covenantal relationship will produce a kind of a sense of security that in turn will produce action that express grace.
意思是说，它就能够让人呢，能够在任何的这个环境里面呢，能够去学习怎么去宽恕或者是被宽恕。
In other words, in any situation when there's such a covenant that produces security plus grace, people will be able to forgive and receive forgiveness.
让这个家里的人呢，能够感受到，就是说，爱跟严格的这个规范呢是有平衡的。
And the family members, they will be able to experience a balance between love and boundaries.
然后呢，在这样一个充满恩典的这个氛围里面呢
，And in this family or this environment that's filled with love,
家庭的成员才能够说拥有彼此的这个赋权或者是赋能的这样一个自由。
Then the family members within those family units will feel empowered.
就是让这个家庭的成员哦，能够让他自由的发挥他的这个长啊专长跟他的优点，然后彼此承担起就是去照顾或者是被照顾的这样一个责任。
Well, to be empowered is to be able to fulfill one's responsibility, is to be able to care and to receive care.
然后借助这样这个父权的这个自由呢，然后家庭成员呢就可能变得可以彼此的亲密。
And in this empowering family relationship, people can grow close together.
因此呢，就能充分去沟通，然后去发挥他的专长，以至于呢能够亲密的去彼此了解，或者是被了解。
And communication will be good, and therefore people in the family will understand one another.
然后呢，就进而呢，能够来到更深的这个盟约性的这个尾声。
And that in turn deepens the covenantal relationship within the family.
这样一个循环呢，就能够让家里的每个人认为就知道说，这个家呢是属于每一个人的。
And this positive cycle will let everybody see that the family belongs to one and each of them within the family.
每个家庭成员呢，都有这个责任去照顾。付出和守护这个家。
And every family member has this responsibility to commit, to care, and to protect the family.
而非只有说这是父母亲的责任，而这是长辈的责任，不是，而是这个家是每个人都有这个责任，彼此的照顾，彼此的关怀。
There won't be pushing of responsibility, but everybody will play their part.
然后第二呢，就是共度美好的时光。
Second point from the book will be time together.
就是愿意说花更多的时间一起去做事情，一起的玩，一起的吃饭，一起的参加崇拜。
That is the willingness to give in time, to play, to do things together, to eat together, and to join worship services together.
一起做什么不是最重要，而是能够真正去落实做才重要。
What is really important is not the things that are done, but it's really the commitment to do the things that has been committed to be done.
另外就是重点不在于你的时间的量，而是在于你时间的值。
And what is important is not so much the quantity, but the quality of time spent together.
我鼓励作为父母亲，一定要去争取、去坚持、去刻意去安排做这些的事情。
I would encourage parents among us to really carve out time to do things together with our family members.
尤其当孩子还小的时候呢，要去做这事。
And we should do so when our children are still young.
因为孩子很快就长大了。
Because they grow up very quickly.
当你想要说跟他们讲说我们要不要一起共度美好的时光呢？不见得他们可以配合你。
And by the time that they have grown up and you say let's spend time together, they may not want to come alongside.
因为他们有他们的朋友，他们的时间要去做。
Because they will have their friends circle, they have their own things to do.
另外要鼓励大家，当家人在一起的时候呢，也要有一些基本的约定或者是规矩。
And there should also be some so-called rules or a code of conduct when people spend or family members spend time together.
Yeah, 就是一起吃，比如说哈，一起吃饭的时候呢，要将你的手机全部放下来。
For example, during meal time, we should put our phones down.
不要查看信息或是玩电子游戏。
Not to check the messages or to use the phone to play games.
尤其是呢，父母亲更要以身作则。
Well, and parents should really lead by examples.
现在你可以看一下，其实有种很普遍的现象，就是家人一起用餐的时候呢，不是一起的聊天，或者说彼此关心，而是每个人的手上的拿着手机，然后呢，各自在看信息或者是玩这个游戏。
Well, one common phenomenon that we see these days is that people are all with their phones when they're sitting together having a meal.
请问这是健康的家庭生活吗
？Do we think that is a healthy family relationship?
健康吗？健康的举手，给我看一下。
Who think is healthy? Please raise your hands or control your phone to me.
yeah, 我和真真师母呢也很谨慎，提醒自己和孩子。
Well, myself and Reverend Wei Kang and 真真师母 they are also very careful in this area.
So good, we are the same idea. yeah, 当一起用餐的时候呢，我们都要将手机放下来，包括父母亲。
Well, everybody is to put their phones down during meal time.
很多时候我们都会说，哎，小孩子全部孩子手机放下来，父母亲自己在玩。
Well, a lot of times we ask the kids to put their phones down, but the parents are using the phones.
这是不应该的。
That's a bad thing to do.
父母亲可以说啊，我因为工作有关哦，所以呢我需要看手机。
Parents might explain that because it's due to work and I have no choice.
但是你知道孩子们他觉得怎么吗
？But what would the children be feeling?
孩子觉得说父母亲讲一套做一套。
They would think that the parents are being inconsistent.
我们父母亲失去了身教的这个见证。
Then we have lose the ability to lead by examples.
所以呢，这给我很大一个提醒。
And this gives me a reminder.
因为我的孩子跟我讲过这句话。
Because my children ever said this to me.
他说：“爸爸，你叫我做，你又不做。”
He said, "You asked me to do this, but not yourself. You are not doing it yourself."
所以，除非非常紧急的事情，不然呢，我会尽量不去看手机，或者是去回复那些任何的信息。
So unless it's something that's really, really urgent, I will not touch my phone.
另外，在箴言20:7这么说：“一人行为纯正，他后代的子孙有福了。”
And he said in Proverbs chapter 20:7 that the righteous lead blameless life. Blessed are their children after them.
父母亲除了要以身作则呢，在信仰上也要有这个金钱行为的榜样，让孩子们去学习或者是效法。
Apart from leading by examples, parents are also to be seen by the children as being devoted to the Lord.
第三呢，就要彼此有良好的这个沟通。
The third point by the book is good communication.
良好的沟通呢，有助于这个创造归属感。
Good communication will help to build sense of belonging.
然后呢，能够缓解挫折和全面的这个危机。
And then the people who have lesser chance of feeling a sense of failure and so on.
良好的沟通呢，不一定会发生，但是因为这是需要时间和这个练习。
Well, good communication doesn't come naturally. It does take some crafting, some practices.
当大家觉得说没有什么可以谈，或者是避免轻谈，以免发生冲突呢，家庭的关系呢就会相当的乏味，也会亮起这个红灯。
But when people think there's something to talk about, no one to confide in within the family, then the family relationship will be on rocks.
有时我们讲说要沟通沟通，但是你知道吗？在努力维持彼此良好的沟通的过程当中，我们其实也会面对一个问题。
Well, we keep saying that we should communicate, but when we try to do so, we actually face some problem.
因为有时我们往往会面对到所谓的代沟的这个问题。
One problem might be the generational gap.
比如说父母亲跟孩子的代沟。
That's the generation gap between parents and children.
婆婆跟媳妇的代沟。
Between mother-in-law and daughter-in-law.
祖父母跟孙孩子的代沟
，or grandparents and grandchildren，
两代或者是三代之间呢，家人因为常常因作思想观念或者是年龄有巨大的这个距离呢，产生这个代沟的这个问题。
Well, the two or three generations coming together may all have different concepts and thinking, and therefore the result will be generation gap.
我相信大家就认同说，有些几十年前的想法呢。可能不一定适用于现代的这个人们。
I think we will all agree that you know ideas that was useful 20-30 years ago may not be as useful today.
如果再加上年长者呢，时常一味的就说倚老卖老，然后呢又不自己的来去反省一下，然后呢不知道自己的想法或者是做法呢已经跟不上时代了，每次都以为说跟孩子说我吃盐比你吃饭多。
And if the seniors in the family keep the poor rank, you know, seniority, then 加辣啦。
所以请问这样的话，孩子们还会一直会跟你沟通吗？
So question, if let's say with all these bad or unhealthy practices, will the children continue to communicate with the parents and the grandparents?
所以就难免会造成在这个沟通啊，就是代沟上有这个问题的出现。
And therefore, it will lead to generation gap and breaking down of communications.
彼此没有办法去沟通，甚至产生误会或者冲突不断。
Well, then there will be a breakdown in terms of communication, and there will be a lot of misunderstanding going back and forth.
所以我觉得，作为父母亲或者长辈，我们也应该要时常的自我的来去注意，或者是来去审查自己的言语行为。
And so, as parents and as the seniors or the elders in the family, we need to be introspective.
然后对代沟的问题呢，也应该说要使用未雨绸缪的方式，就是在孩子还小的时候呢。就是积极的给他们教养或者是一个调整。
And in terms of generational gap, we should do something like what we call pay it forward, right? That when the kids are young, we try to do things to anticipate what's ahead.
而不是等到他们说长大之后我才需要想做这个事情。
And not to try to make amends when they have grown up.
好像箴言22:5这么说：教养孩童走当行的道，就是到老他也不偏离。
Well, Proverbs 2:6 says that start children off on the way they should go, and even when they are old, they will not be turned from it.
第四个特质呢，我要跟大家分享的是关于这个彼此欣赏跟感激。
Well, the fourth point from the book, mutual appreciation and respect.
不晓得大家是否还记得伟康牧师在这个2月7日的华语崇拜跟大家分享过一个故事。
I'm not sure if we still remember the story that Reverend Wei Kang shared on the 7th of February.
他就是一位知名的这个摄影大师，被称为是20世纪呢最杰出的这时尚拍摄之父，叫做爱德华史泰庆。
Well, the story was about the renowned photographer Edward Steichen.
据说他在年少的时候呢，有一次为家人拍了很多张的照片，但是冲出来呢。这照片呢，全部都是失败的，只有一张呢是成功的。
Well, there was this tale about him that he actually took many family portraits, but when he tried to develop them, every picture that he tried to develop failed or did not turn out or come out, and only one picture was a complete product.
他爸爸看了之后呢，就开始去骂他一顿，说：“哎呀，你怎么样啊？只能够这么多张，只有一张拍出来。
”Well, his dad chided him for that.
然后母亲呢就说：“哦，虽然哦失败很多张，确实需要去加强或者是改进，但是他也同时称赞他说：‘哇，你竟然有一张可以成功冲出来，也拍得很美，真不错啊。
’Well, the mom on the other hand said, ‘Yes, there are many failed attempts and there's room for improvement, but yet you have one success and it's a good.’
哇，这一张哦，这超价值了，就抵过了其他很多张这个失败的这个照片。
And for Steichen, I think that one affirmation gave him strength.
因此，妈妈有智慧的给予这个评断和欣赏了，使他没有放弃这个摄影的这个兴趣。
And because the wisdom, words of wisdom from the mom, he didn't give up his passion for photography.
然后最后呢，经过他的努力呢，成为了享誉全球的摄影家。
And then, of course, we all know that he became the renowned photographer.
我相信除了父母和孩子之间，夫妻之间也要经常给予欣赏跟感激的，对吗？
I think between parents, I mean, apart from parents and children, I think between spouses, we should also really take effort to appreciate one another.
请问一下在座的夫妻的，最近你有给你的太太跟先生一个感谢的话是什么时候？
Can I ask? Can I ask the husbands and wife among us, have we recently thanked or appreciated our spouse?
有没有举手一下？最近有给太太或先生说“我爱你，谢谢你”，有没有这句话？有没有讲过的？举手看一下。
Anyone has affirmed your love to your spouse or thank your spouse? Or only one?
Only one?
No wonder you become pastor lah.
好不好 ？OK， 等一下先哦。Okay.
Cannot lah. Do.
OK， 当太太哦，或我举例来讲哦，当太太或者是丈夫。 很愿意哈去学习，去也很辛苦的烹饪了这个饭菜给家人享用的时候呢，或是的时候呢，或者说开始呢，可能他在煮的时候哦，它的味道弄得怪怪的，不是那么好。
Well, perhaps our husband or wife try, you know, his or her culinary skills, and the initial product wasn't that great.
除了说你说要给予对方很真实的反馈或建议之外，哦，我觉得还是要给予欣赏和感激。
Now, apart from giving true feedbacks, we should also thank our spouse for the effort.
尤其是对方他愿意花时间去委身于这个家庭，甚至牺牲和付出他的时间为家人来去煮这个饭菜。
Especially if our husband or wife is willing to spend time and effort to cook for the family.
正如郑郑师母她开始在煮这个日式拉面的时候，味道真的是有点怪怪的。
So when 郑郑师母 first tried to do some Japanese ramen, maybe it tastes like mee rebus.
米香吗？
米香。That's a bit far.
然后经过给予一些的鼓励，还有她自己也不断的努力。
But upon encouragement and her trying hard,
现在她煮的这个日式拉面呢，越来越水准又很好吃。
The product now is very good. We should all go and ask her to be our cook this evening.
所以在座的夫妻们哈，如果你真的很少机会跟你的另外一半说谢谢感谢的，我想说今天就趁这个时候，在你身边哦，你跟他讲谢谢你照顾这个家庭，谢谢你付出爱给这个家庭好吗
？And so we who are married, well, let's spend some special moment today to thank our spouse.
来，如果是这一张很远的，你跑去文兰姐那边跟他讲一声哦 ，OK。
用跑的，不可以走啊，用跑的，他讲的，不是我讲的。
来，给支援大家好吗？一二三，来跟你的夫妻彼此讲一下谢谢感谢的话。哎，郑郑师母，谢谢你在哪里？哎，我谢谢你为家庭的付出。
你说哪文传谢啊？有耶利亚。
OK， 还有我鼓励说孩子们哦，也要谢谢父母亲在家里的付出，好吗
？And also, the younger generation among us, let's thank our parents for what they've done for us all this while.
来，我们请孩子们跟父母亲讲声谢谢你们照顾我们。
While we will ask now the younger generation to thank your parents and even grandparents, right?
Yeah, 很好，看到 Samuel， 谢谢父母亲的照顾哦。OK， 总的来说。当一个家庭拥有了这个稳固良好的这个家庭关系呢，就能够帮助家庭的成员彼此的关注和沟通。
On the whole, when a family has a healthy and stable relationship, then communication flows.
然后也能够很快的一家人一起的去应对他的危机或者压力。
And the family will be able to face and respond very quickly to crisis and pressures.
而且呢，如果再加上有这个信仰教育的这个帮助。
And when the family has faith,
相信更能够给予他们足够的信心和能力去这个解决跟修复这个问题。
Then it become a booster with their faith and ability to face various situations.
而我们看到在箴言里面有一些的教导。
And we see some pointers, or rather verses from the book of Proverbs.
特别你注意看一下在箴言里面有很多都讲到说要怎么去管教这个孩童。
Well, there are many verses in Proverbs talking about disciplining the kids.
比如说你要用杖去打他，他不会死的。
Perhaps including that we should use the rod that will not kill him.
有吗？有人现在在家里还是用藤条打孩子的吗
？Anyone still use a cane these days?
好。
If yes, I will confiscate. I'm the youth pastor.
哈哈，好 ，OK。还有很多时候，我们或者是说我们去责备他们，一直就怎么管教他们等等。
Or here and there, we will reprimand them for this and that.
我个人觉得就是说，从这样经文教导里面我们可以做一个参考，但是不见得一定要如此行。
Well, these are something that for us to take reference, check against, but we may not want to do exactly what Proverbs is saying here.
因为它只是属于可能单方面的，或者是其中的一种的方式而已。
Because it is one way per se, one way to teach our kids.
因为要建立家庭的这个良好的关系呢，它的方法是有很多的。
Because there are many ways to go about building healthy family relationships.
愿上帝帮助我们能够在这个建立良好的关系里面呢，我们能够经历到就是活得对， 活得好，活得热的这个祝福和恩典。
And in our endeavors to build healthy family relationship, may we all experience what we see on the screen here, that we can experience life in the family, living well and living rightly and also happily.
感谢上帝在喜莲堂这个属灵的大家庭里面。
And thank God in this spiritual family in Jubilee.
我们看到弟兄姐妹们都愿意的委身。将时间、精力或心灵投入给这个属于上帝的这个家。
We see the commitment in terms of time and effort of our family members here to this big family.
并且呢，致力于去促进呢彼此的福利和充满幸福的这个大家庭。
And we see how each other trying to inspire us to live as a harmonious, healthy spiritual family.
而昨天晚上，我也看到弟兄姐妹们大家一起共度了许多美好的这个中秋节的这个团契的时光。
And for us who are here, we have witnessed how we had good time together as a family last evening.
当喜莲堂有需要的时候，弟兄姐妹们都很愿意的自动给予这个协助。
And when there's needs, we have seen how members are willing to contribute and in terms of effort and in terms of other things.
然后使到这个问题呢被解决，或者是说让它变得更好。
So that the situation or the problem is overcome or the situation became better.
比如说我们发现到在这个教堂的周围这个小水沟旁呢，它的水泥呢已经开始破裂，需要去这个修补。
Now we see all the concrete slabs in the drain has start to broken off.
当我们告诉从事建筑业的白弟兄，他呢就即刻的二话不说，他几次派了这建筑工人呢义务的来去将这个所谓的破裂的泥墙来修好。
When the problem was made known to our member 白弟兄 he really just gave us he just sent his workers to help do the repair.
另外呢，我们也发现到，就是二楼办公室的这沙发的椅子呢，和这个坐垫呢，都已经很陈旧了。
Secondly, we found that the rattan sofa, sofa was very old. This is the one that you will find in the meeting area in the office.
特别是当别间教会的领袖呢前来拜访喜莲堂的时候，或者是我们弟兄姐妹坐在那边的时候，都我觉得是不是那么的感觉那么的舒服，让他们坐在这样一个沙发上。
So the rattan sofa is really so comfortable to be on.
感谢上帝，我们就像一位姐妹来分享教会的需要。
So we share this need with one of our church member, a sister.
而这位何姐妹呢，她也听到我们的分享之后呢，她心里感动，所以她愿意奉献了一套真皮的沙发给我们喜莲堂的办公室来用。
And Sister He, having heard the need, she was willing to contribute so far, and we just heard it's genuine leather.
作为同工开会啦，或者小组聚会，或者是接待贵宾来使用。
And this will be used for multiple purposes, meeting, fellowship, and so forth.
另外，我们的复印机呢，也感谢在产业组和行政经理 Angel 的这个努力的这个争取之下。
And so, with the help of our church manager, we have also solved the issue for the photocopier.
And also included the facility.
And also the facility committee. Yes.
按照合约的这规定呢，也换了一台新的这个复印机给教会的同工来使用。
And we now have a new machine. And these are all done according to contract.
然后呢，也感恩这家公司的服务也很好。当我们有面对问题的时候，他就很快派他的技术员工下来帮助我们维修。
And the service by this Lisa is also very good. So whenever we have a problem, we call and they'll be here.
然后呢，另外呢，我们也喜莲堂开始做这个粉刷的工程了，已经进行了一段的时间。
Next thing we have done, I've been doing this repainting work and it has been ongoing for quite a while.
然后现在已经快接近完工的阶段。
We are almost the whole project has almost reached completion.
不晓得大家进来的时候有没有发现到我们喜莲堂好像焕然一新，有没有
？Do you feel they have come to some place that has been made anew?
还是没感觉？
Or you feel or nothing is.
因为太匆忙了，赶着来去聚会嘛，所以没机会看一下哦。
Or maybe we are always rushing and therefore we didn't take notice.
没关系，你们没看到，我拍给你们看。我们请了俊培和我们的这个伟龙来去合作，他们拍了一个视频给我们看一下整个喜莲堂我们。粉刷漆之后的那个整个那个情形是怎么样
？Well, to help us to see the painting work more clearly, we know now have a video put together by Jun Pei and Sean.
来，我们请同工们别的同工们给我看这一个短短的视频，30多秒而已。 用空拍机来去拍。好，来，我们感谢神，让我们喜言堂的每个信徒们对这个喜言堂是有这个爱和这个愿意给予这个委身来去协助喜言堂。
We thank God for all the love and commitments by and from the members.
我们喜言堂是我们的家，对吗
？Jubilee is our home.
所以我们也爱喜言堂。
And therefore we love our home.
来，我们跟我们左右前头讲说，喜言堂是我的家。
Well, say to one another that Jubilee is my home.
我们以喜言堂为荣。
And we are proud of our home.
Amen. 这个影片给大家知道的目的是说，我们喜言堂已经准备好了。
Well, the purpose of this video is to tell us that we are ready.
我们喜言堂已经准备好了，要迎接所有的弟兄姐妹要回到我们家里。
We are ready to receive everyone for homecoming.
所以呢，我请弟兄姐妹们继续邀请那些还没回到我们家中的弟兄姐妹们，请他们回来我们喜言堂，我们一起的聚会，一起的赞美，一起的服侍，一起的关怀。
And let's continue to invite our family members who have yet to return to come back.
另外，我们也还会不断的去努力的寻求这个改变。
And we will work on ongoing changes and improvements.
也会积极的去发展教会的这个施工。
And to eagerly work on the church ministries.
比如说，我们已经开始在这个六楼了，我们会去做这个设计或者建这个录影的工作室。
For example, we are now working on a media room that will be located on the sixth floor.
希望以后呢，能够拍出更多的这个传扬福音或者是教导上帝话语的影片。
Well, the aim is to film more videos and clips that. Will help us to forward or share the gospel to others.
而我们预算做这个整个那个摄影室呢，大概是要花新币十万块。
Well, it's about $100,000 project.
这个已经是通过了长执会，我们会开始这个工程。
This is something that's been approved by the church session, and we are launching this whole project.
所以教会未来的这个日常开销呢，会有所增加。
And so the expenses of the church might go up or would go up.
可能会有出现可能不符的这个现象。
That might be time that is a bit of a challenge in our budget.
但这是一个好的事情。
But this is a good problem.
因为教会在发展这个施工。
Because as we are developing the ministries.
所以请大家在这个经常费的奉献里面来去纪念这些事情。
And so we ask us to remember the church needs when we are doing our givings.
继续来去祝福支持教会施工的发展。
To continue to help and to bless all the development of the various ministries.
让我再次重复今天跟大家分享的这个建立良好家庭关系的一个四个基本的这个特质。
And here are the four basic ideas on building a healthy family.
就是对家庭委身。
That's commitment.
共度美好的时光。
Time together.
然后彼此良好沟通。
Communication.
还有彼此的欣赏跟感激。
And appreciation.
我们也恳求上帝来赐福给我们这个和力量。
And we also ask God to bless us with the ability and strength.
能够将祝福带给这个社会和周遭的人。
To be a blessing unto others in this society.
能够让他们因着喜言堂了而经历到这个活得对、活得好、活得热的这个丰盛的生命。
So that people can experience flourishing lives through Jubilee.
而我们教会也会继续的往着我们教会的宣言来去去走前面的道路。
And the church will press on in light or according to our mission statement.
让我们不单只是教牧团，也不单只是长执会，我们连我们的所有的喜言堂每个信徒，我们都要知道我们喜言堂的意向的宣言是什么。
Not only the pastoral team or the session, but every one of us should know what is our mission.
好不好我们一起来念这个我们喜言堂的宣言我们未来的日子都会往这个方向我们去发展可以去做这事情
Let's all recite our mission statement
来我们一起来念这个喜言堂的这个意向宣言一二三
to be a spirit-filled community that
activates and witnesses, equips and blesses with God's love. 这个意向宣言也每次都会刊登在周报里面。
We also see our mission statement in our church bulletin.
愿神祝福我们, 要为他所做的事情。
May God bless all that we will do.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父, 我们感谢赞美你, 让我们, 教会里面有许多的这个家庭, 我们感谢你, 让家庭的成员们, 能够大家一起聚在这里呢, 一起来去敬拜, 一起来去服侍, 一起来去彼此的来去, 得到这个圣经的这教导。 我们也谢谢你看到喜莲堂，我们许多弟兄姐妹们，只要他们看见教会的这个面对的一些挑战的时候，他们都愿意的自动自发的来去参与这个服事，来去参与这个给予这个喜莲堂这个帮助。我们谢谢你，天父，我们知道，因为这个是你的家，使到我们在这个家里面，我愿意委身在当中。我们谢谢你，求你继续赐福于我们喜莲堂，使到我们每一个人能够在这里呢，能够得到。 主你的这个圣经话语的教导和学习，也能够在服事上来去容神的义人。我们感谢赞美你，我们如此的感恩祷告，奉我们主耶稣宝贵名求的，阿门。
弟兄姐妹，我们这时来举行清早的奉献。